You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Coming back with Asia here, and top of the hour, we'll go into some vinyl record talk with from Sig's Lagoon, Tomas Escalante. But right now, you don't get these chances very often. We intro Edson Buttle with the group Asia. It's called Heat of the Moment. Well, Heat of the Moment is when you're a goal scorer in Major League Soccer, and you get that one chance. This man, one of only 11 players in Major League Soccer history to score 100-plus goals, with names like Wondolowski, Donovan, Cunningham, Moreno, Kamara, Razoff, Kreis, Bradley Wright Phillips, as we know in Houston here, Dwayne De Rosario, had over 100, and Taylor Twellman. He is Edson Buttle. He joins us now. Edson, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Glenn, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, the first thing, as being a guy from New Jersey and knowing the East Coast well, and you being right up in there, how's everything going for you so far with the, you know, all the change and everything going on the East Coast? Because we do know it's been a real epicenter.
Well, with the, you know, with everything kind of shut down, you know, it's been challenging, I would say, for everyone. I'm a real introvert, you know, so I have a new name for staying home, and that's quarantine. But it's been, I think it's been challenging for people, you know, with jobs, you know. I think people that lost their jobs, and then, you know, the anxiety it caused because you can't pay rent, you know. It's sad, you know. It's bittersweet because, you know, people are focusing on themselves, you know. The working out, getting a chance to really dial in on that, which I think is important. Things that I've learned at the train to prepare myself for soccer, you know. So I see that the human part is valuable more than, you know, playing in a big stadium or something like that.
Talking to Edson Buttle, played for the Columbus Crew, LA Galaxy. I mentioned one of only 11 players in MLS history to score 100 goals. That's an amazing record, Edson, for a guy that claims he's very introverted.
Yeah, it kind of forces you. Yeah, it kind of forces you the game. You know, you have to be disciplined. And I think now that I'm retired, I realize that people look for things outside of themselves to make them happy. You know, kind of attached to things for happiness. And you know, I learned yoga early and soccer. When you're a professional soccer player, you have to discipline yourself. You can't go to parties as much as everyone else. You kind of think that that's where you want to be. But now that, you know, I've had some time to reflect and you know, just see what everyone else is doing, I have to still exercise, you know. And a lot of times I just thrive more when I'm inside and I'm, you know, just exercise and you know, trying to make sure I'm healthy, eating right, and those things of such nature.
Talking to Edson Buttle, we're going to get into some Columbus Crew and LA Galaxy talk. He was signed 4 weeks before David Beckham came to the LA Galaxy. But I'm assuming a lot of these lessons you got from your father, Winston.
Yes, very disciplinarian, you know. His dad was disciplined. He's an architect, very disciplined guy. And my dad, you know, he's very disciplined. So I inherited those qualities from him. My mom is just disciplined. Don't want to take any credit away from her. But he had a real passion for the game. And one thing that he did do was study the greats, you know. And he has when he likes something, he gets the book and he goes in depth. And that's one thing is to be successful, you got to have discipline. And self-discipline, self-care, and that transcends to the field. And I think that helped my success, my dad's discipline.
You know, I do remember so many of your goals, and you didn't – you were always very calm. You are kind of introverted, you know. Everybody thinks of a goal scorer as a guy that's going to run and punch the air and kick a corner flag or – you know, point to the back, point to their name on the back of their jersey, but you always seem to, when you score, just remain quite calm.
Yeah, something that I think is because growing up in New York or in America, the game isn't as amplified as it is now. So I had a humility for the game, and I was shooting to get to Europe. And I guess the times I spent most of my career in MLS, and it's a bit humbling. And I didn't buy into the media as much, and I didn't say, okay, next time I'm going to score, I'm going to try. Sometimes I did, since I didn't, but I didn't really go for it. I focused more on the game and winning games. I think that was what was most important for me, is you know, just competing and winning each game in championships. I didn't get off on the celebrations, I would say, for that, for the most part.
Edson Buttle joining us. All right, so hardest working team in America in the Columbus Crew, and then the glitz of the LA Galaxy and David Beckham. You talk about two ends of the spectrum. Take us through both Columbus and then LA.
I never really looked at it like that. That's a good way to put it. Hard-nosed teams, Columbus, that's true. With the hard hats, the logo, I remember that. They changed it now. But blue-collar working team, I mean, Ohio, the Buckeyes, it's a sports state, battleground when it comes to the elections. I had good pros before me when I arrived in Columbus. Well, first I was drafted by Thomas Fitzgerald. Rest in peace, may he rest in peace. Yeah. And he gave me an opportunity. And had McBride, Jeff Cunningham, Dante Washington, Robert Warzeha. I had good pros. And, you know, it starts with my dad, but then, you know, the guys that helped my game, I got to watch day in, day out how to be a professional. It really helped my game going forward. I scored the same amount of goals I scored in L.A. But for some reason, people highlight L.A., maybe because it's just a bigger market. But I had some growing pains. Been both places. I love Columbus. Learned a lot there. I think it was ideal for the age I was. I was 18 to about 21 because it's a college town, so it allowed me to be around people my age. And then I got traded to New York of 2005. Ziggy Smith came in and he asked me if I wanted to go to New York. And I think I just missed home, you know, maybe instinctually I just missed home. And I went to New York, played under Mo Johnson. I was intrigued by Djorkaeff. You know, he's won a World Cup, Amado Guevara. And those are two guys that I thought I would get good service from. But they didn't get along. So New York didn't work out as well as I thought it would. And then I found myself in Toronto. Mo Johnson went to Toronto. Then I went there with the expansion team. Toronto, melting pot, beautiful city. We couldn't find a way to win a game. And then when we finally win, I got an assist that Danny Dicchio scores. He's a big international player that they had picked up. I thought, you know, things were going to be on the upswing, but then I get traded to L.A., which I was kind of happy because I always wanted to live in L.A., see what that's like. I knew Beckham was coming in, heard the rumors, and then Beckham finally arrived. So, you know, in my mind, the first thing I say to myself is, okay, if I can't score a goal with Beckham on the team, you know, I know he's one of the best passers in the world to ever play the game. And I probably should probably hang it up, you know. So I made sure I took advantage of it. I told myself, you know, if I score one goal, it counts as two because it's Los Angeles and we have Beckham. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we end up getting the championship there. So it's one of out of all the teams, I think L.A. was my favorite place, I would say.
I like that. And you're saying that after you had 48 goals when you were heading to L.A. And, you know, 42 in Columbus, then you have this bumpy patch in between with New York and Toronto. And Toronto was, I mean, all over the place in the beginning as a franchise. I mean, players were coming and going daily. Then you get to L.A. Just tell us, you know, what was it like playing with David Beckham? And was he one of the guys? And, of course, this is maybe the world's biggest celebrity. You know, what was it like? And how do you keep your feet on the ground?
Well, for the easiest way to keep your feet on the ground, you say you're not making the same money as Beckham. You know, you say, man, I'm not making that type of bank. So that humbles you right away. And when he arrived, he has a humbling presence. He's a blue-collar worker. He comes in to work every day. He like he's the last man on the bench. And that's a good example to set for me or younger players or just a team. He's a true leader. You know, he's captain England, so it's not his first rodeo, to say. And just every day he came to practice, fans would wait outside the gate because we'd have it closed off. So I got a feel of, you know, how, you know, his life was maybe in playing for Man U or Real Madrid. So it was motivating every day because he knew this type of media attention. So you want to be at your best. So it helped, I would say. And anytime you need, if you had a question, you know, he would offer, you know, his advice. That was helpful. And he was always complimentary. He liked my game. So, you know, I'm glad it worked out. You know, it could have went the opposite way, but it worked out in my favor.
Yeah, but what an amazing opportunity for you, because in so many cities in MLS where there's just this huge desire to have healthy pressure and real pressure, well, David Beckham comes and, you know, now you got cameras all around you. Everything you're doing is magnified. You're probably getting pressure to play better, especially in the beginning. I mean, that's a godsend, right? I mean, that has to be a key moment in your career, just to have made your way there and to be in that environment and then produce in that environment.
Right. And as a striker, you got pressure already, you know. So if anything goes wrong, I knew that they were going to blame the striker, you know. So I made sure that, you know, I was at my best, did what I needed to do off the field and on the field. And in 2008, we actually scored the most goals, but we let up the most goals. So it wasn't our best year. So it was a rebuilding time, you know, for L.A. You know, so we got defenders. We got Omar Gonzalez and AJ De La Garza. So yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. As a striker, there's pressure, but then with Beckham, you better be scoring or they're going to, you know, get you out of there and find someone. And Bruce would say it too. Bruce said, you know, I can put you guys in a block of eight, you know, defensively. You want to be a hard team to break down, but offensively, you can't teach that, you know. In my opinion, you can teach it because I am a striker, but that probably is not Bruce's strength. So, but at least he was honest, you know. I thank him for that. Mm-hmm. But he said, if you can't get it done offensively, we just go find somebody, you know, to get it done. And that's his East Coast, New York humor or mentality. That's Bruce for you right there, which works.
No question.
It can intimidate some people, but it didn't. It didn't intimidate me at all.
Edson, listen, thank you so much for coming on tonight. There's a lot more I wanted to get with you, including your coaching now, USL League Two with the Westchester Flames, and get into the coaching side. I'd like to have you back on the show again sometime in the near future if we can.
Yes, absolutely. Just let me know, Glenn. You know, get in touch with me, and I would love to be back on.
All right, we're going to do that for sure. I know where to find you, Edson. We'll continue this interview the next time. We'll get into the coaching side. And thank you so much for coming on and being so candid. Great interview.
All right, Glenn, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Edson Buttle. What a great young man he is. USL League Two now. He's gotten into coaching, and I'm sad I didn't get to that. Boy, some really interesting stuff about being a striker. 100 goals, okay? There's only 11 guys in Major League Soccer who did it. Pretty remarkable. All right, we'll take a break here. Black Sabbath, Tomorrow's Dream. We're going to come back talking some vinyl records after that great interview with Edson Buttle. We're two for two tonight. Edson Buttle, Omid Namazi.